And here is the writer's almanac for Saturday, the 6th of May, 2017. It's the birthday of Sigmund Freud, born in Freiburg, Moravia, now part of the Czech Republic, 1856, author of important books, The Interpretation of Dreams, Jokes and Their Relation to the Unconscious, and so forth. Freud started out as a medical doctor. He got interested in psychology and especially in a mental illness called hysteria. And he was interested that some doctors used hypnosis to treat hysteria. He was interested that a patient could be talked out of his or her symptoms, which gave Freud the idea that the symptoms were a product of the mind and not of the body. And so he developed the idea that his patients were not conscious of all their desires and fears, that many of them were hidden in their unconscious. He believed that their unconscious mind would reveal itself in various ways, perhaps through jokes, through dreams, certainly perhaps through slips of the tongue. And what made Freud revolutionary and controversial was that he didn't simply apply this to mentally ill people, but to all human beings, even himself. Freudian methods have fallen out of favor in the scientific community. Most psychologists and psychiatrists have rejected his theories, but his ideas have entered the culture and entered the literature. The idea of the unconscious, the interpretation of dreams, the idea of repressed feelings causing harm. W. H. Auden wrote about Freud, "If often he was wrong and at times absurd to us, he is no more a person now, but a whole climate of opinion under whom we conduct our different lives." It's the birthday of the poet Randall Jarrell, born in Nashville, 1914, who said, "It is better to entertain an idea than to take it home to live with you for the rest of your life." And it's the birthday of Orson Welles, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 1915, the great actor, movie director. Orson Welles, who said, "I want to give the audience a hint of a scene, no more than that. Give them too much, and they won't contribute anything themselves. Give them just a suggestion, and you get them working with you. That's what gives the theater meaning when it becomes a social act." Here's a poem for today by Anya Krugavoy-Silver, "Red Never Lasts." There's no doubt it's the most glamorous, the one you reach for first, its luscious gloss, Russian roulette, first dance, aperitif, cherry pop. For 3 days your nails are a Ferris wheel, a field of roses, a flashing neon open sign. Whatever you're wearing feels like a tight dress, and your hair tousles like Marilyn's on the beach. But soon, after dishwashing, typing, mopping, the chips begin, first at the very tips and edges where you hardly notice, then whole shards. Eventually, the fuss is too much to maintain. Time to settle in to the neutral tones, baby's breath, curtain call, bone. A poem entitled "Red Never Lasts" by Anya Krugavoy-Silver, from her collection From Nothing, published by Louisiana State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store, or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, with print and marketing solutions designed to promote businesses, including business cards, presentations, large banners, and posters, printed in-store or ordered online. Learn more at Staples and Staples.com. Staples. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.